Now, next up, Autism Friendly Killarney has launched a new 6-part video series showcasing how the town's community, schools, event organisers and businesses are working together to create a more inclusive and welcoming environment for autistic people. Jessica O'Connor is Chair of Autism Friendly Killarney. She's here in studio to chat to us about this. Welcome, Jessica. Nice to see you again.
Thank you very much, Deirdre. Lovely to be here.
Will you talk to us, first of all, before we talk about the video series about Autism Friendly Killarney? You've been around for a while. You've done fabulous work. But for anyone who doesn't know about this initiative.
Sure, yeah. So back in start of 2024, our committee formed in Killarney. There was an apparent need to look at inclusivity in the town. And a group of us came together, spearheaded by Kevin Leahy from the Black Sheep Cafe and Hostel in Killarney. And he gathered a varied amount of people across different sectors. So we have parents of autistic children, we have autistic adults on our committee, we have business owners, we have nurses, teachers, just so a wide varied sector of people who are, we're all with the same goal of, you know, looking at Killarney as a destination for both visitors and for families and people living in Killarney to make their experience, you know, to roll out understanding, awareness, and now moving from awareness to acceptance of neurodiversity and autism, and helping them go about their everyday lives, whether that's shopping in retail environment, attending the doctor, looking for a dentist appointment, going to the opticians, going to Penny's, going shopping. So the main remit of our committee is to improve the lived experience of neurodiverse and autistic people in Killarney. So that launched at the start of 2024. We dug in, big passion project for a lot of people. And our remit for that year was to gather 30 champions in the town. So 30 businesses and organisations that would commit to making sensory accommodations, training their staff and training their teams, and introducing some sensory, like a sensory box, sensory friendly shopping hours, things like that. All small, very measurable changes, but easy to implement and things that can make a difference.
It sounds like there was huge commitment in Killarney, though.
There really was. I mean,
you need everyone on board, don't you?
You do. And I think the Chamber of Commerce was hugely helpful to us, you know, in getting the word out there to all our members and beyond. And then it was boots on the ground, going knocking on doors, talking to all of the local businesses, organisations, sports and leisure clubs, the football clubs, the soccer clubs, things like that. Now, it is a huge project. It's a 3-year roadmap we have. We've worked really closely with As I Am on this project, and last February, so a year on into the 3-year project, we were awarded the autism friendly status of an autism friendly town.
Are you the only town in Kerry that has that?
Yes, at the moment we are. Listowel, I know, is working on it, and I believe Tralee are as well.
Yeah, which is great.
And it's fantastic.
It's
and
lovely,
like,
to see
the more
it.
The more work we do, the more we're seeing, you know, organisations and events and organisers of different things throughout the county coming to us asking, can they get involved? What can they do? So the interest and the action has been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and when we use the term autism friendly, of course, autism covers a broad spectrum because there are so many different types of neurodiversity out
yes,
there now.
Exactly.
And, you know, this is going to benefit all of those people.
Yeah.
Well, and so it should.
On my own very first training course that I did, I was part of a Wander Wild Festival, an outdoor festival in Killarney, and they identified, this was actually before the committee formed, that we should have a neurodiverse, you know, element to the festival, like a quiet zone. So we went on this online training, and it was actually Adam Harris from As I Am who had said, when you meet one autistic person, you meet one autistic person. So it really isn't a one size fits all, and it's very much about, you know, it's not making physical changes, or it's just meeting the person where they are, and it's just really about understanding and, you know, having your teams or your staff or your football coaches or your teachers, you know, to have the awareness and the understanding of, you know, having a little bit more, giving someone a little bit more time, maybe giving someone a little bit more space, maybe dimming the lighting, maybe offering appointment times, having maybe a quiet zone, you know, having a sensory box, maybe just with fidget items that some people might find beneficial. But again, it's not a one size fits all. It's very much individualized. So for people that are looking to get involved, like we have 50 champions at the moment. If anyone else wants to get involved, like it's a huge undertaking, but it is a very impactful undertaking.
Now, that brings us along to the new six-part video series. What's the purpose of that?
So I suppose, Deirdre, we're heading into year three. A lot of what we do is very local in Killarney. We have, you know, we have a hope that this will go wider and encourage other towns to come on board. And like eventually, obviously, the aim with As I Am is to have an autism-friendly towns in every county in the country. But the video series really was a brainchild of, you know, one of the girls on the committee who was saying, you know, we've done so much, but it's all on writing. You know, it's on a social media post. Let's bring it to life. And, you know, Kerry County Council came on board with the Community Support Fund to support us in this endeavour to actually do what difference has it made? You know, what actual tangible differences has it made? It's fine to write it down, it's fine to read it, but it's actually videos. So we have parents, we have some of the businesses that came on board early in the time. We have Hotel Killarney, and they're talking about their experiences. They're talking about the changes that they have implemented in their businesses. One of the parents, Deirdre, was speaking about how she never brought her son to a Christmas parade all over the years because it was just too much. It was just too much.
Too stimulating. Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, since we've launched, they have come to the parade because we have put a very simple thing in place, which is a quieter zone, which is not packed with people, and you can still view the parade. You have plenty of room, you have plenty of space. So that is a change for her family, where her family was split in two prior to that. You know,
and it was a small enough thing, but like exactly. A lovely thing to
yes,
do.
Yes, yeah. And now in the last year, we've seen people like are travelling from all over to Killarney for these weekends for the parades with different, you know, with their children or with their family members that have additional needs or neurodiverse. And the videos, they really do strike a chord in that. It's not just lip service. It's not just talking about what we're doing. It's actually showing that what we've done is making a difference. You know, we have a student for St. Oliver's National School, a sixth class student, Luke, who spoke about his experience in attending the Ablefest Festival in March last year. And we have, as I said, Hotel Killarney. We have Port West, which is a retail store in Killarney. They have shopping, you know, autism-friendly shopping hours. And again, if it's not just as the people from Mr. Price said, we don't aim just to be autism friendly 1 hour a week. We aim to be autism friendly all the time, or neurodiverse friendly all the time. So most, and I would say nearly all of the premises, if people are contacted in advance, or if they know that they want to come and visit and they're unsure, or they're, you know, unsure of the overwhelm that they might experience on the day, reach out to that business, that's community service, that provider, and ask about an appointment availability. I know Who's for Shoes shop do appointments. No problem at all. Port West have said they can do, you know, dim lighting, and they turn off the tills. Penny's turn off the tills. Have no deliveries going out onto the shop floor at different times. So I think it's just all about opening up that conversation and getting out there.
And where can people see these videos, Jessica?
So at the moment, we have them going out live on Instagram every day this week. After that, we've launched our new website, which has been about a year in the making. A lot of work goes into putting a website together. I'd like to thank Joanne O'Connor for all her patience with us on that. But the website has the videos on it, and it also has the visual guides, which people do find very beneficial to, you know, for predictability reasons, to have a look before they attend somewhere, whether it's a dentist or, as I said, the retail setting or the optician. We have a range of all of those providers from Killarney have their visual guides, and they're all on our website. You just click into their name on our page.
And even, I think, even if you don't have somebody in your family or your immediate circle who is autistic or neurodiverse, it's no harm for all of us to have a look at these videos, just to know, you know, just 100%. To get an idea.
100%. Yeah, it is. It's very much about inclusivity, and we talk about it, but it's actually looking at it in action, and that's the aim, and that's what keeps us going. Going into year three now, it's, you know, you have a lot of work done, but there's still lots more to do.
Still more to do. So again, if people want to see them.
Onto our social media, which is Autism Friendly Killarney, or onto our new website, which is www.autismfriendlykillarney.com.
Great stuff. Jessica, keep up the good work. It's so worthy and so welcome.
Thanks so much, Jeff, for the opportunity.
Thanks a million for popping into studio.
Thank you.
And that's Jessica O'Connor, their chair of Autism Friendly Killarney. Now, why don't we have more women in the construction industry? We'll be finding out after this break.